From Atlanta, yeah, so Cleveland, been winning all the games in my division. Tell your missus not to miss her, she tripping. No Christmas for me, I'm already gifted. No disrespect to the spirit, to the spirit. Intoxicated while I'm steering on the rear end. Shout out to my dog Venom, no spider. Think I'm about to smoke one, no lighter. Climb up as far as you can, but you can't catch it. Leave your red like the bright lights on exits. Almighty gang, 12 letters. My tape for yours, wonder who sells better. Young college kid, but I never got a letter. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bless up, then boss up. But if you walked up, I got something that'll off ya. Yeah. All I ever hear is Bag Legend. When you gon' stop doing this? When you gon' start doing that? When you gon' come see me? When you gon' come see her? Look, y'all need to understand something. Everything I do is rare. Everything I touch is rare. Why you don't come around, Becker?
Because I'm rare.
Frivolous, later than your girl's period. But on the track now, so it's good. I'm rarer than a diamond, cause you know them diamonds aren't rare. Marketing invention, yet you see it and you all stare. But me, I'm more like a Tanzanite. Still thick, cut two C's, wash your pants twice. For them double D's, girl, please. I'm from MI, but check out my CT. I put the weight of the world on the beat. Still bringing the pain, y'all know my name. Fravioulous entertains. And anything that I really want, I will obtain. You a baker boy, so we cooking up some flame. Dang, I'm worth more than a million, so I rock. My words will take you to another world, lots of chalk. Cause Rudy's got the chalk. With a dip, do I walk? Must be cause I got it in my head. Nah, I'm playing.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the mad scientist.
You sound like you are clearly working on something, mad scientist.
I am.
What up, though, everybody? It's your girl, Detroit Blue.
What up? This is Thursday. Happy Thursday to you guys. I hope you guys had a light.
Thursday. We talked about this already.
You're right. It is Thursday. Detroit, what's the word? What's going on with you?
I'm staying warm because that's important, and trying to be productive
because
that's also important.
Yes.
And I finally finished Rocky V, and I watched the motivational speech from Balboa.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. You watched the entire Rocky V movie?
I watched the entire. Rocky V movie.
And you know I'm asking you that because I have gave you like instruction on how to handle that. But I will say this though, okay. What are your thoughts on Rocky V, even though you didn't take a nap?
Throw it away.
Yeah, okay. See, I told you. Throw that whole entire movie away, okay. Man.
But I will also say that I was not a super fan of 3.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
I really wasn't a super... Like, 3 was okay. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, without having seen Balboa, I would say of the 5 movies that I saw, I would probably say that if I rated them quickly, I would go 4, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Wow, you put 3 just above 5?
Yes.
Why is
like
that?
Me and one of my friends that talked about it, we talked about the fact that it felt like, because I mentioned I had rewatched all of A Different World, and it seemed like in that last season of A Different World, they were just throwing celebrities at the show.
Correct. I feel that way.
It was just like, it didn't need to be good anymore. We'll just have someone famous on this episode, and it doesn't matter what the storyline is. It really kind of gave this feeling of we're just going to throw in some recognizable names, even if they weren't super popular at the time. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, we're just going to throw these people that y'all have heard of from other things. We're going to throw them into the Rocky franchise.
Well, okay. So now that you've seen all the movies, right? So you look at the bottom of the barrel that where Rocky came from, because you know he was doing jobs out on the docks. So, you know, people discovered, well, Mick discovered his punching power. And then there you go, he gets his shot if you will, because, you know, Apollo gave this up and comer a shot where he really didn't deserve a title shot, but, you know, it's for publicity, you know what I mean? So, but surprisingly so, this up and comer has no name fought Apollo to the limit. Like, they fought to a draw, which, of course, that's going to mess with a man's pride, especially if you are the tippy top, you are the king of the mountain, and this dude that nobody knows just fought you to a draw. So, oh yeah, so, you know, you got to see me again. You know what I'm saying? I got to beat you, and I got to beat the shit out of you. But it still didn't come out that way because, you know, Rocky won by 1 second. Apollo said it. That's hard for a man to live with. 1 second.
He didn't want to live with the fact that Rocky beat him by a second. Yes, no. He was devastated. That stuck with him. And B-Seats, yes, you are late to the party.
But it's okay, man. It's okay. You know what? B-Seats is like... it's like the bouncer at the door, man. It, you know, especially with that whole snafu from yesterday. But yeah, he's like the bouncer at the door. It was so hilarious.
He's also the bouncer at the door that drags a Linus blanket around.
Yes, yes. He probably choke you with the blanket. You know, that's what he does.
Goodness. Okay, so Rocky. Yes, yeah. He came from the bottom. He was doing these little amateur fights, making a couple dollars here and there. And, mm-hmm. You know, yes, Apollo saw him, challenged him, because he thought, oh, it'll be, you know, easy. Oh, people will love the black guy versus the white guy. The, you know, all the pomp and circumstance that Apollo was into versus the very humble approach that Rocky had. So, yes, there was the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
He barely beat, you know, Apollo barely beat Rocky. He thought it was going to be a much easier fight than it was.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt like, I can't really confidently be the champ if I barely beat this dude.
Correct.
So he challenged him and he said, hey, look, we got to do this again. Like, because I have to pummel you like I should have done the last time.
Mm-hmm.
They go do all of this training and Rocky beats him, despite the fact that Apollo thought that he was supposed to beat Rocky. He, you know, takes the same aggressive beating.
And takes the same approach. I got a little bit of information for you, like something that you possibly didn't know. It's kind of like an Easter egg, if you will.
Okay.
So, you remember the end of Rocky 3, where Apollo and Rocky...
they do the fight, yeah, in the ring.
They do the little fight, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the results of that fight?
No, I don't know the results of that fight.
Apollo won that fight.
So he finally felt better.
Yeah, he felt that because, as a matter of fact, I think Adonis asked him. I could be wrong. I think Adonis asked him. He like, who won the fight between you know, my dad and you? He like, well, your dad whooped my ass. Like,
okay, so basically, when I rewatched,
he didn't say whooped my ass. He just said he beat me.
So when I eventually watch Creed again, then I will then finally draw that correlation.
Right. Matter of fact, Rocky actually alluded to that in Rocky 4. Because his son asked him, you know, what was up with his eye, because he had like a black eye, like, because he just came from that fight with Apollo, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
And then he said something to his son that alluded to the fact that Apollo actually beat him. So you got to kind of put that in perspective.
He did say something, but I didn't, you know, the way that he said it, I just took it more as tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Uncle Apollo beat me up pretty bad. Like, I thought it was just, you know, him telling his son something.
Yeah, he was legitimately saying, like, yeah, Apollo beat me. But, I mean, now on 3, you saw him at the best part of his life, right? So he's the champ. He's famous. He done beat this world-famous champ of Apollo Creed. And then you got a guy that is just like Rocky and Mr. T. This dude is hungry. He don't care about the glitz and glamour or anything like that. He just want a shot at championship. He legitimately fought all these boxers and beat everybody to be the number one contender and say, hey, I'm the one that's hungry. I'm the one that wants to fight you. I will take that title from you. Because in a way, Mr. T was telling him, you lost your shark-like nature.
Yeah.
And
he wasn't hungry like that no more.
Right. Like, I sort of blame Mick for that, because Mick had him fight bums, pretty much.
And Mick talks about the fact that he really didn't have him fight the people that he should have had him fight.
Right. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm guessing that is.
When people kept referencing Five, it kept saying, "Rocky fights this guy, Tommy Gunn."
Yeah.
Nobody ever made reference to the fact that it was just a random street fight.
Yeah. See, you wasn't supposed to see all that. I told you to take a nap. Within the first 15, 20 minutes, you weren't supposed to see any of that stuff, but you forced yourself into it.
The music was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think none of us in this chat actually talk about that street fight? For good reason. Rocky Five is like the worst of all of them.
People really just kept saying, like, oh, yeah, like, oh, the one where he fights Tommy Gunn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching it. See, BC's, I'm not hating on Tommy Gunn. But I'm watching it and I'm just like, I thought there was gonna be like a fight. The little Don King S dude really kept trying to push for there to be like a real like in the ring fight. So I kept thinking, because to me these Rocky movies are long. Yes. I kept thinking, you know, oh, okay, I'm just waiting for Rocky to get to the point where he does the whole training montage again. And he's going to actually get in the ring with this kid because he's over his shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
No, just a street fight outside the bar.
No.
With news cameras rolling.
Of course. They see all that stuff going down. All of it.
He punched this man into a bus.
Yes. Yeah, it was a straight up street fight, man. I don't really go out of my way to watch Rocky Five. I really don't. I mean, I watch that first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky Five because the first 15, 20 minutes tells you where he's at in Rocky Balboa, how he got there. Accountant jacked up his money. Matter of fact, Paulie messed up the accounts or whatever the case would be. Who in the hell thought it was a good idea to have Paulie mess with money? Like,
who thought it was a good idea to have Paulie in charge of anything other than stocking the refrigerator?
Thanks. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, hold up. I'm like, who allowed this? Who signed off on this shit right here? Because this, you have Rocky and Adrian and his son just sitting there in a mansion chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And they said, of all of us, they said, we're not going to give, you know, the son. We're not going to let Robert be in charge of the contract. No, we've got someone in the house that's worse than him.
Right.
We're going to give it to Paulie.
Right. So, okay, my best bet, if Apollo didn't die, would let Apollo handle your money. Because Apollo handled his money well. As far as, you never seen him go bankrupt or anything like that. But since Apollo died, you could at least let the trainer know about your accounts because he can point you in the right direction on the right account. Don't give Polly anything. So that part pissed me off because it's like, you don't fought your way up here. You don't went to Russia to fight this big Russian dude that is roided up, beat him in Russia, united two nations just from a boxing match alone, and win the respect of Ivan Drago. And you come back and saying, hey man, listen, you got really damaged in this fight and any wrong hit can put you out. So go ahead and announce your retirement. Go ahead and live in peace. Oh, by the way, Paulie fucked up your money.
Right. So you thought that you were retired and that you were just going to chill. But no, you can't. Your wife's going to have to go back to her pet shop job. Oh, thank goodness. Also, in continuity, they said that Mick willed Robert the gym in 82, but Mick died in 81. So I just thought that was funny.
Plot hole. See? You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about, man. That is all the more reason. The first 15, 20 minutes is all you need, Detroit. All you need.
Literally. Because I noticed it because Mick's death is actually 1 year and 1 day before my birthday. But I remembered very distinctly. So when they said, oh, the gym got willed in 82, Mm-hmm. I was like, no, it couldn't have been. I was born in 82 and Mick died in 81.
Right? See, that's my point. That's my point, Joy. But hey, you made it through. I am proud of you. I have not checked out Hamilton yet, but I will be checking it out really, really soon. Yesterday, I was extremely hyped. So put you through it a little bit. So after the show, I'm going to go get my hair cut by Boogie Blends. You know, he got me straight. Right. So Ransom Aaron's got back on because I said I'm going to do a lot of work here. I'm going to work on some Twitch stuff. And by the way, our Twitch channel is Orange Phoenix TV. So I will type out the Twitch channel in the chat really, really soon. But I get home only to realize that my plug for my charger is missing. I don't know where it's at. Like, how it disappeared out of my pocket, I don't know. I got the cord, but not the actual wall plug. So I'm like, okay. So I don't know how it feels to, after you run the errands, you get home and realize you forgot something and you got to leave the freaking house again.
Yeah, usually that's when you debate on if you actually really, really need that thing that day or not.
Detroit, I debated that for an hour. I'm not even going to lie. I ain't going to lie. I was like, do I really need this charger? Like, is there any other way to do this? And other than actually being in the car to charge it. So, went to T-Mobile, got an extra long cord and wall charger, and I'm straight. And I drank some more coffee. Mistake. Okay? Because I was really beside myself, literally. There was two of me's in this house. And so I'm sitting here, you know, talking to my girlfriend or whatever, and I'm sitting there laying on the floor. She said, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I am real fidgety right now. I don't know if I'm coming or going. She's like, did you drink some more coffee? I'm like, yes. Yes, I did. I drank some more coffee. She's like, get some water and just eat some food.
You are easing into this coffee world, but you can't jump into it.
I don't know my life, man. I was just all over the place. And I really
especially,
was.
Especially because that also means that you had coffee in the afternoon when so far you've been a morning coffee drinker.
Right. Because I needed to be geared up because there's a lot of things I really want to do yesterday. However, I did do Twitch stream last night. I did play some Streets of Rage 4. Shout out to all the viewers out there and all the subscribers because we actually gained some more subscribers and getting a lot more views on Streets of Rage 4. I will be streaming again on today. I will be playing a new character. It's actually a boss character I unlocked, actually. So we're playing Streets of Rage 4 once again. But shout out to B-Cease as well because he actually jumped in the live stream, the Twitch stream. So that conned me a little bit. I added some new things on the Twitch stream so you can actually do sound bites and stuff like that. So ready and willing for that. And I downloaded Apex Legends. Shout out to B-Cease for that. I re-downloaded it. But enough of that. Michael Keaton and Batman Beyond. So, how are you feeling, Detroit Blue? Tell me how you feel. Because that's some good news for me. And you, hopefully.
You know that I'm thrilled. You know that Michael Keaton is my number one of all the Batmans to ever don the wardrobe of the Caped Crusader. So I am thrilled. And, you know, so far it's only just that he's supposed to appear in The Flash. Mm-hmm. But what I am excited about is the possibility, because from what I was looking at, is they say that DC is really looking at stepping into this multiverse.
Yes.
Which means that we really might finally get Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton to shore up some of the Tim Burton, Michael Keaton storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So the possibility of that is just like, there was already this like amazing cake, but it was just like this amazing delicious cake there by saying Michael Keaton's gonna be Batman again. But then all the delicious frosting that got spread on it when you tell me there's a possibility there might be one more Batman movie with Michael Keaton and Tim Burton.
Let me tell you something. I am so ecstatic right now because the minute that they said Michael Keaton is returning as Batman, I literally turned flips. Like, I turned some stuff in the house. I did Rose cartwheels. I did all kinds of stuff because this is the one and only true Batman hit. Other than
this
Adam West.
This is the true Batman. I feel like, although Adam West was the first, you know, live action Batman. Michael Keaton perfected it.
I'll say that. I'm cool with that. I am cool with that. But the fact that Michael Keaton is returning, I am so happy about that. Batman and Batman Returns. You ought to heard a story yesterday between me and my girlfriend how HBO snatched that shit off. Anyway,
they snatched it off for you guys to not be able to finish it on New Year's Eve.
Right?
So going into New Year's Day.
So I mean, who will play Terry McGinnis? That's the thing. Now, if you want to see Batman Beyond, I want to say it's on HBO Max now, because I don't know if anybody noticed that if you have a Roku stick, DC Universe is no longer available.
Are you sure it's still on?
I'm positive DC Universe is not there because it's not on my Roku.
No. I'm saying, are you positive that Batman Beyond is on HBO Max?
I'm not 100% positive on that, but I want to say it is. I know Batman, the animated series, is actually on HBO Max because it was sent to me that it was actually on there. So if Batman, the animated series, is on there, I can almost guarantee you Batman be on there, but go ahead and check it out to make sure. I know Teen Titans is on there as well as some other DC animated movies. They are slowly getting the DC movies moved over to HBO Max, so you can actually watch it for free. Well, not for free, but you know, monthly subscription. You know what I mean. So
it is included in your HBO Max subscription.
It is, and it's so freaking grand. I love it. I love every bit of it. Like, I just want to see Batman in the suit again, and I want to see that Batmobile. I want to see that 1989 Batmobile because to me, that is the best Batmobile. They actually did a death race on YouTube where they pitted all the Batmobiles against each other, and 1989 Batmobile was the one that came out on top.
Of course it was.
So above the tank that the Christopher Nolan Batmans got. It went over that. I think that was the last one.
I love the tank. The tank was so aggressive and intrusive. That sure, it was cool, but nothing was going to beat the like Batman. Sometimes to me feels like the James Bond of the DC superheroes.
Yeah.
So you've got to give him the sexy sports car.
True. You got to give him
all the girls.
That's true.
We've already talked about the fact that he's kind of a hoe out here.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, he don't go out looking for it. It could be him. Can you really call him a hoe?
So just like James Bond. Yes, you can.
I don't know, man.
Because
I don't
know about that, Ricky Bobby. He's got to sleep with every chick that throws it at him.
I mean, I don't think he slept with everybody. But I know he got set up for the okie doke. That's how he got his son. But that's the one time, like, hold up, you Batman. How you get set up like that, fam? So Talia al Ghul actually, I think, drugged him, and boom, he comes to see. You know, you find out years later, hey, by the way, you got a son. I'm gonna drop him off. You're still trying to train him. I'm out. You know what
I'm saying? He knew he had the son before she dropped him off.
No, he didn't. He did not. He did not.
In what's the movie I told you I watched where his son becomes Robin?
It was Son of Batman. That when he first introduced to Damian. But there was another one.
In the movie, he knew that he existed. He just didn't know him.
He knew he existed. So he never went out to Talia and Ra's al Ghul's place. Because he'd been there plenty of times. That's like...
From the way that it was referenced. No, he knew that he existed. The way that it was referenced, he knew that the son existed, but he had not met the son. Him and this, like, the son knew who his dad was. He knew he had a son, but they just had not met or spent any time together.
Wow! And also in the chat, Mio38 says, "Little known fact: Keaton vetoed Michelle Pfeiffer's casting as Vicky Vale." Did you know that?
I had no idea.
That is crazy. I think she did a good job as Vicky Vale.
I wonder who did he want instead.
Interesting. I thought Michelle Pfeiffer did a good job as Vicky Vale. I think she did. Oh, he said he just broke up in real life. They dated.
I literally just Googled it, and it says that because they had dated and they had recently broken up, then Michael Keaton felt like it would be awkward to work with an ex-girlfriend.
So basically all those love scenes was forced. He's like, man, I don't want to touch her.
Also super explains the chemistry.
Right. They did have some good chemistry though on camera, and that also explains why she wasn't in Batman Returns either, so.
Right. But that perfectly explains, like, this was, you know, they had been a couple. This wasn't, you know, just somebody he met and did some screen tests with.
Mm-hmm.
This was someone he had really, really, really spent some time with. They had dated. And so that whole, like, the passion, the intimacy, but probably also a little bit of her crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that also would explain, like, why she was able to, like, play the slightly crazy chick around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because she probably could easily tap into that, like, that heartbrokenness or that, like, you know you messed up, right?
Yeah. That's very intriguing, man. It's so funny, though, when you watch certain movies and then you go back and catch these little-known facts about those said movies, like, oh man, I did not know that. It was just like when we watched the Fresh Prince reunion, right? And mm-hmm. I never paid attention to the fact when Prince first showed up, that pilot episode, he was lip syncing other people's lines so he can remember what he has to say. I never paid attention to that. And now when I go back and watch the first episode, like, oh crap, he did that. So it's so crazy when you figure out these little known facts about, you know, certain movies and certain series and stuff like that. But just give me the 1989 Batmobile. Just give me the 1989 Batsuit. Have him train the new Terry McGinnis or whatever the case may be. Man, I will be eternally satisfied. I will be straight. I think the fans will be okay with that. I know you will be okay with that, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy, man.
I also totally agree with Mio38 in the chat real quick. He said mm-hmm. that scene with Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle where they realized who their alter egos were was perfection. Like, that literally is one of the best moments, like, ever in a movie.
Yes. And they played, you know, so funny, they were shot and played it smooth at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Because they also both knew, I can't spaz out right now because I also don't need you revealing who I am.
Yeah, so... Okay, so it's so many dynamics that was in that particular scene. Because they said a line to each other that made them just click. And, you know, Batman is already smart. Bruce is already smart. And Catwoman is no slow potato neither. You know, and no couch potato neither. So basically, like, oh, shit, you're Batman. Oh, shit, you are Catwoman. Damn it, I like you. Like, do that means we stop having sex? You got to fight each other now?
And if no. Not really.
No. It was in the middle of a crowd of everybody.
So you definitely aren't about to start fighting right now.
No. Like, we have to figure this out somehow. But, you know, in the comics, they actually, I think they got married. Finally. I think Batman finally acknowledged the fact that, listen, you know, I love you, Selina. And you've been the only one that's been around me, you know, from thick and thin. You've been there with me when I lost the second Robin. You've been there with me when there was Red Hood. There was Tim Drake and there was Damian. And my back was broken. I broke my back. Spinal. My main. You know, I mean, she's been there through a lot of stuff. And you see Catwoman transition from villain to anti-hero. And, you know, she still do her thievery thing, but... You know, it was such an interesting dynamic. So the creator of Batman did a very good job with the dynamic between them two. There's a commonality, and that's Joker. You know, Joker always going to, like, try to drive a wedge in certain situations or whatever the case may be. So, and they also a comic called Joker World, Joker Wars. and saying that he became an international criminal. So that is very scary, because you just know he's notorious in Gotham, sometimes in Metropolis if he's bored, but nah, he's on an international scale at this point. So yeah. Also, I know you heard the news about Ray Fisher losing the Cyborg war role in The Flash, right? And you know they're not recasting it. So he's saying losing Cyborg, right? He said Ray. He says losing Cyborg role is worth bringing down DC Films president.
Which seems crazy because I really want to know all the things now.
Yeah. I've heard rumblings. I heard that the president was unprofessional and all of this other stuff. And that's mostly coming from Ray Fisher. And I don't know. How can I describe this? I find it odd. Not saying that it's not believable from Ray Fisher's side, but I find it odd that he is the only one that's really saying these things. And nobody else is saying, like, yeah, you know what? Ray is right. This is what's been going on. And now, let me retract that statement. I think there were some other actors that was saying some things, but they're not as adamant as Ray is. So,
yeah, I don't really know. He made a huge statement, a two-page statement that is actually on his Twitter account. And he said, on December 30th, I made it clear that I cannot, with a clear conscience, participate in any production associated with the current president of DC Films, Walter Hamada. The reasoning behind that declaration was twofold. Walter's purposeful attempt to undermine the Justice League investigation in order to protect his friend and former co-president, Jeff Johns, and two, Walter's attempt to protect himself by contributing to the public decimation of lies, misinformation about myself and the Justice League investigation into the Warner Brothers Pictures September 4th statement to the Wrap.
Interesting. That's very interesting, man.
Gives a couple other, like I said, it's like a two-page thing, so of course I'm not going to read this whole thing, but Matthew Cherry, who is also a director, who won an Oscar for Hair Love, which is an animated thing that he did, which he turned a little short got turned into a book, or the book got turned into a short, I can't remember which one. But it's also won some awards for the audiobook and stuff. He also has gone on Twitter and, you know, and publicly said that he absolutely stands with Ray Fisher. There is also now a hashtag yes, I stand with Ray Fisher.
So what does that mean for DC Films in the future, though? Like, would people boycott? I'm gonna just be frank here. These DC Films ain't really all that great. DCEU films are not that great.
Okay, but let's address this as a collective. The DCEU films are not all that great. But what would this mean for The Flash?
Ooh. That...
Like, we can't skip that part. With the excitement and enthusiasm that we just had about Michael Keaton returning as Batman in The Flash movie, if Walter Hamada is out, is there suddenly a delay? Is there issue? Like, it's already concerning. Like, Cyborg was supposed to be in The Flash. Now Cyborg's not going to be. So now they're already kind of shifting things in the movie. It's already basically reported that Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck, because they're both going to be in The Flash, is reported that essentially, like, that is the thing that's saving the movie.
Really?
Because people are very concerned. Because people that are paying attention are very concerned on the fact that Ray Fisher's out. It's like, what's happening to The Flash? So then they kind of, like, at the same time countered that by announcing, hey, Michael Keaton's in it, though. So Walter Hamada's out. Do you suddenly bring Ray Fisher back? Is Ray Fisher still out? Does this delay movies?
Right.
It would delay some decision making.
if all this is indeed true, especially what Ray Fisher is saying, like, I'm not saying that what he's saying is not true. As right. a president, and you're like, this ad Michael Keaton, that'll get him. Because everybody been asking for Michael Keaton. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, bring back Michael Keaton. Let's do a Batman Beyond. Before it was even mentioned, before it was even talked about Batman Beyond, a possible Batman Beyond movie when Michael Keaton got casted, we was already talking about that. The perfect person to do Batman Beyond is Michael Keaton. And as the president, it was very smartly done. So, I mean, that's kind of like a rebuttal for possible loss in money. But, man, Ray Fisher got an uphill battle. I'll say like that.
He absolutely does. But it also makes me wonder at what point do they, like, does it start to be a concern on the fact that the people of DC need to really try to figure out, are they going to keep Walter Hamada? Like, is it causing too much of a fuss?
I think they're going to let him go and give it to someone else. I'm not sure who would get that, but that's very interesting, to say the least, because we got several movies coming out. Suicide Squad this year, The Batman 2022, Super Pets. Yeah, DC Super Pets in 2022. I don't know about that one. The Flash, Shazam 2023, Aquaman 2022, Aquaman 2, I'm sorry, 2022. Okay. So it's Super Pets, man. I wonder if that's going to be animated. It sounds like it's going to be an animated film.
I thought like something was not animated.
It feels that way.
Why are you making me try to remember what Super Pets is?
I don't want to remember what Super Pets is. It sounds trashy. It really does. Oh, the only Super Pet I know is Krypto, and that's it. And I see him in the old, like, Superman cartoons, like Super Friends from back in the day. So I remember that. But, so you know what? Speaking of Superman, there is development or filming Superman and Lois or something like that. But I will tell you right now, the best Superman series to me is not Smallville. It is Lois and Clark. That's my favorite one. And I'm not even a big Superman guy, but I will say Lois and Clark, The Real Adventures of Superman, is probably like my favorite series of Superman. And as far as cartoon, I think it's the Max Fletcher, if I'm not mistaken, like the old ones. I did like that. And Queens Wrestler says mine too. What? You like Lois and Clark? All right. I see you. I see you, Queens Ransom. I see you. You get a.
So I did do the Google thing. DC Super right. Pets is coming out in 2022. Apparently, there is already a teaser with Krypto. And it absolutely it gives you Pixar vibes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I figured that.
It looks very. When you said animated, you know, I'm still thinking like old school animated, the regular way. This is absolutely like Toy Story ish, like with the way that he's animated.
Wow, that's what's up. I'm not still that with it. I'm still not with it.
I feel like you're going to end up watching it anyway, though, because you're going to say you got to do it for the Geek Corner.
Why'd you put that burden on me? Why did you do that? Nobody asked for
Don't
that.
Don't you
Nobody.
Put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Too late. You ought to put that evil on me right there. Like, nobody literally asked in the group, like, hey, can you do Super Bad? Nobody asked that, but nah. Now I got to watch it now. Because of your ass. See, that's crazy.
You gotta watch Bat Cow and all of them.
Oh my gosh, man. That Bat Cow. Please, God. I don't want
there be a Bat Cow, please.
I don't want no part of it. I don't want no parts of it. Now, I will say this. Now, I'm gonna play this song right here because this little bit of news, I'm not gonna jump into full detail because we're gonna probably cover that later on down the line. So, there are some PlayStation movies coming out, like Uncharted is coming out with Tom Holland. I'm actually going to watch that because Tom Holland is a great. So,
did you really say PlayStation movies?
PlayStation movies. We talking like Uncharted, The Last of Us, I'm hearing these movies coming out. Matter of fact, I know that there's going to be a reboot of Resident Evil, and with no Alice. So I am very excited about this reboot of Resident Evil, and I'm hearing that it takes place at the mansion. So I'm ready for that. I'm all for that. That is what I want. Yep, no BCs, no Alice. Because, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, Geek Corner. Now, I could be 100% grade A wrong, but in the Resident Evil books, I think Alice is one of the main characters in the books. But in the games, you have Jill Valentine, you got Claire and Chris Redfield, you got Leon S. Kennedy, you got Ada Wong, you got Adam Wesker, you got all these characters here. Those are characters that I want to see. Preferably Jill Valentine. I really want to see Jill Valentine's character and Chris Redfield. But the actual CG animated films of Resident Evil, like Generation and stuff like that, I think Damnation 2, I think. Those are actually really, really good. Detroit, if you actually want to like check it out. I don't know if you're a Resident Evil fan or not. Mm-mm. you say no. Oh, wow. Wow. Mm-mm.
But I already have to. You said I've got to watch Attack on Titan, right?
Yes, but you don't watch it quite yet because I have to watch. The deal is, I got to watch Hamilton.
The deal
first.
Is, you have to watch Hamilton, the whole thing. And right. Then when you watch Hamilton, the whole thing. I'm trying to make sure that's clear because you know it's almost 3 hours.
Man, you know.
Then you know, I have to watch Attack on Titan.
I know. I put it on myself. I put it on myself.
Did you have the conversation with your girl yesterday?
Yes, I did, Detroit.
Okay.
I did. Okay. I said, listen, you pick a series or a movie that I have to watch in its entirety, and once I watch in its entirety first, you have to watch Attack on Titan. I'm not going to subject you to the final season because it's not dubbed yet. The final season just came out. But she's still thinking about it. She's still thinking of a series or something for me to watch in its entirety first. Because I asked her, she's like, I ain't thought of anything yet. Her wheels is currently spinning as we speak. She probably got an idea right now, actually. Knowing her. You know, she's somewhat evil in thought, and I like it. So
she's evil in thought?
Sometimes, and I like it. I like it. So, you know, it's whatever.
I still have to watch, I also have to watch Greatest Showman.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Alpha Mike says that damn hunter from the first game scared the shit out of me. When you got back to the house and it starts coming for you, like, what the F is this? So, listen, Detroit, have you ever played any of the Resident Evil games?
No. Mm-hmm.
You got a PlayStation, right?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to need you to go get the Resident Evil 2 remake. Play that and turn the lights off.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
And turn the volume up. Knowing you, you know, and you know your travels, I'm pretty sure you have let's just say surround sound system problem. Just crank that bitch up. Just crank it up. Just go ahead and play the Resident Evil 2. Matter of fact,
play Resident Evil 2 in the dark with the sound all the way up.
Yes.
This sounds
all
terrible.
All the way up. Matter of fact, no. I got a better idea. I got a grand idea. PlayStation camera. All right? Go get you a PlayStation camera. You don't have to play it in the dark. Get you a headset. Adjust the sound so all the sound come through the headset. And you Twitch stream it on Orange Phoenix TV.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
It is not a terrible idea, Detroit. Check it, because everybody's going to watch you play. Everybody's going to chat with you or whatever. So you're not really playing the game alone. You're going to have people with you playing the game. Like what? You know, giving you advice and all kinds of stuff. See, BC's
what if I do that with like? What if I do that with like Super Mario 2?
What? That's not scary. What?
That was Mario actually 2. The point. I was going with something that was not scary.
So you're just gonna go straight to cartoon? You know what? And people used to do that. Now that's the thing. You watch these scary movies. Now you got to like erase your palate altogether. You don't have nightmares. So let me watch Sonic the Hedgehog or something.
No, I love how BC's and Alpha Mike both are very pro me playing Resident Evil in the dark on Twitch.
Indeed, man. You have to do it. You have to do it. I'm going to send you some videos where there's certain scenes in Resident Evil where they overlap. DMX is going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because it's a specific character in Resident Evil. And let's just say he towers over you and he has a long black trench coat. And he will knock you the entire F out if he hits you. Like he got a right hook from hell. I'm letting you know. This right offhand. And also Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is actually a really good zombie game, but I think it's Xbox only. So you don't have that. But yeah, go get Resident Evil, the remake. Look, if you do the Twitch stream, I'll be right along with you. I'll chat with you and everything.
I'll try to make me play this scary movie.
I mean, it's a great game. I'm just letting you know. And you got a female protagonist, man. She's really the focal point of the series, man. You know, you got Jill Valentine. You know, it's whatever.
You got. I'll work on this.
You work on this. You work on this.
I'll work on this.
B-Seats, man. Listen, I am down to play some Apex Legends today. If you are down to play, I usually stream around 7 p.m., so I'm down to play some Apex Legends. I think I might just do two streams tonight. I might do Streets of Rage 4 and then transition over to Apex Legends, you know, and get it cracking with that. So I'm not always down for the cause. And Apple might say, hey, what about the BS about the T-Virus dude being able to follow you into the rooms now, so no more hiding? Yeah. Yeah, you can't hide because he'll find you. That's another thing. This game is actually better, Detroit. I mean, honestly, as a remake, because back in the day, you couldn't just go around shooting every freaking zombie that you see. You had limited bullets. You hear me? Limited bullets. So you had to use other resources to survive. Use bullets when you absolutely have to, when you ain't got no other choice. You can run out of bullets easily. That would make the game like extra scary. So who, you know, Capcom, when they created Resident Evil, they were geniuses with that. PCs, I don't know if I get on that. But yeah, man, I'm gonna play some Apex Legends, especially some Streets of Rage 4 tonight on the Twitch stream. Orange Phoenix TV. So do not forget to subscribe to our Twitch stream. I know Alpha Mike shares the show. Go ahead and share the Twitch stream, have more subscribers and followers, and we can chat it up with each other as we go through these video games together. Now, do not forget to follow us on Instagram, Orange Phoenix Media, and you already know, Detroit, we got a sale going on still.
Yep, I was going to mention that.
Go ahead and take it away, Detroit. Take it away.
So, you guys know, number one, I mean, Tee Public, not only do they sell t-shirts, but they also do sell hoodies. So I'm just telling you, guys, just grab two. Because one of them is getting taken. But the advantage is that right now, Tee Public has a sale for up to 35% off. So at least you're going to save some money while you got to buy that extra hoodie. But we've added a lot of different designs on there. I am most excited about the fact that we have Hamilton stuff on there now. So I'm very, very, very excited. Any other Hamilton fans, make sure that you grab that. I know that there's been like some 90s hip-hop stuff that's been added and quite a few other things. There are t-shirts, there are hoodies, there are face masks, there are mugs. I even think there are like laptop cases. Like you can get some of everything with these really, really cool designs on there. You just need to go to our page on TeePublic. I will see if I can drop the link real quick, if I can grab it. Drop that in the chat real quick. It is also in the Geek Corner, and it is also on the Instagram page. So if you follow us, then you should absolutely be able to get that link. But I want to make sure that y'all get it as quickly as possible.
Yes, you definitely check that stuff out. And it's also on the Twitch stream too. So you if you're watching your Twitch stream on your laptop, you can actually check it out. You can actually click on the apparel, the nerd apparel section, and it'll take you straight to the Tee Public site. Now, one thing I will tell you though, on the laptop, it does give you another option on top of tea public for your mugs. So you have the regular mugs and you have the travel mugs, but on your phone, it only limits you to just the actual coffee mugs. So I bought a, I got me a travel mug, and of course I got an Afro Samurai hoodie on the way. That's what that is, Detroit. I know that's what Detroit was missing. We have Afro Samurai. We yes. have we have stuff about science, very clever puns, science puns on a shirt or whatever the case may be. There's a Golden Girls design on there as well. Where
Golden Girls in the hood.
In the hood. Like, there's a Golden Girls like in their street clothes sitting on the stoop chilling. And I actually kind of dig that, actually. I low-key want it.
Go ahead and get it.
I low-key want it. And
see, even Alpha Mike said it was dope. I feel like you and Alpha Mike just need to be twinsies and go ahead and rock it.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of fellas around here that love Golden Girls, man. Like, there's a wrestler named Xavier Woods. He loves Golden Girls. He got Golden Girls shirts. He got Golden Girls masks. Like, he got a poster. Like, he loves...
The fellas love Golden Girls.
Yeah. They gangster, man.
Dorothy, Sophia, and Rose. Yes.
Yeah, see? Easy stuff. Easy stuff, man. It's like... yeah, so we also got science stuff. We got G.I. Joe. We got F-14 Tomcat designs. We have... I did say Attack on Titan. I think there's some Dragon Ball stuff in there as well. There's a Bruce mm-hmm. Lee DJ. There's a Yoda DJ designs in there as well.
There's Spider-Man as Outcast.
Yes, there's Spider-Man as Outcast. But come on now. There's X-Men Xavier Institute, like basically school hoodie. So as if you kind of like the alumni that got Hillman College Flavor Magazine for Living Single. Fresh Prince.
Bel-Air Academy from Fresh Prince.
Yes, yes, they got all that stuff in there. So if there's any other designs that you're actually looking for, do not be afraid to actually DM me on Instagram, Orange Phoenix Media, or send me a DM on Facebook. But I will more likely get the reach on Orange Phoenix Media first DM, because I'm heavy on that a lot, as well as the Geek Corner. But I really answer those DMs on the Orange Phoenix Media site. So I can add those. The sale ends on Saturday. Just to let y'all know, okay? So everything is 35% off. 35% off. First sale of the year.
So hurry up.
Cobra Kai. Yes, sir. Sweet delay.
So it's Thirsty Thursday. It's happy hour somewhere.
It is. I'm going to go drink my coffee. Yeah, don't.
I'm going to start with orange juice until I eventually add extra to my orange juice.
Yeah, my girlfriend's gonna kill me. She's like, you drinking coffee again? No, this is the first and only time I'm gonna drink coffee, okay? First and only. And after that, it's just water for the rest of the day.
I'm gonna tell on you.
Why are you snitching? Why are you snitching? That's crazy, man. That's wild to me. You out here snitching on me, man. That's...
Yep. You know
I'll tell. Why would you even do that? Why would you even do that?
You know I'll tell.
That is why we can progress as a people, okay? That's exactly why. Yeah, we got people out here snitching, impeachments, all kinds of stuff, man. It's crazy.
Just go on and finish your coffee. Just go ahead.
I ain't even started on the coffee. It's just sitting in the coffee maker right now. It's just sitting there heating up. I didn't even go downstairs to grab a mug and actually sip while I was talking. So I'm good. I'm straight. Okay. And we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow morning. Also, we have two evening shows back to back.
Oh boy.
So, our boy Baker the Legend, the one that you've been hearing in the intros and stuff like that, the vocals, he will actually be a guest on the show tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to talk about his love for Street Fighter, because, you know, if you really been listening to the lyrics, he's been talking about Street Fighter a lot. So,
there's a lot of Street Fighter lyrics.
There's a lot of Street Fighter lyrics, and he also is a fan of Streets of Rage as well. So we might link up on Twitch at some point to actually, you know, attack the mean streets, you know, attack the thugs with the knives and stuff like that, which is strange. Like, who fights with a knife anymore? But anyway, so we're going to do that.
So we got that as the tomorrow evening show, and then what's for Saturday?
All right. As for Saturday, we have another evening show where another one of our Geek Corner members, he has his own show as well, Assholes Anonymous. Maxwell 3278 will be a guest on the show at 7 p.m. on Saturday, along with G Signature, which is a writer in our magazine. We're going to be talking about pro wrestling, the state of pro wrestling, and some of our favorite moments, what we think can be better, our critiques, what screws need to be tightened, and so on and so forth. So for your wrestling fans out there of the Geek Corner, if you just like hearing our voice, check us out at 7 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and at 7 p.m. on Friday as well. And I'm also going to be doing Twitch stream right after the show.
So there's so much Orange Phoenix content. Just holler at us.
Facts. All the facts. Man, I'm just a plethora of content. That's, you know, just what we do. We got the magazine. And shout out to BC for subscribing to the Orange Phoenix magazine. Fortnite guy, what's going on? Be sure to hang out with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. But go to www.patreon.com/ Orange Phoenix to subscribe to the magazine for only $5 a month. It's a digital magazine, chock full of content. Be sure to actually check that stuff out and support, because a lot of our writers, and Brittany for sure, put a lot of hard work into these magazines over the course of these few months. Also, join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, man. There's so much stuff in there, man. We're going to do a poll. I'm going to do a movie suggestion poll like next week sometime as far as February movie night.
Because otherwise it's going to be all Hamilton everything.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, because listen, Detroit would take over the zone, and that's all you will see is Hamilton. That's it. You will be singing musicals for the rest of your life. You have a very unhealthy obsession with Hamilton. You know that, right?
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. That's what I'm talking about. Good Lord Almighty. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, Detroit? You got to take you to, like, you got to take you to rehab. You got to take you to one of those nice facilities with the pool and the fountains and all that stuff. Because pretty soon, I'm going to see you in the corner rocking back and forth because you need your Hamilton fix.
Hey.
What if they take Hamilton off Disney Plus?
They won't. B-Seats, you really have to watch it. You've already agreed.
You ain't making me want to watch it, Detroit. But I will.
Goodness.
But yeah, man, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. You guys, stay blessed out there. Go ahead and get your food. Go ahead and get your drinks and all that stuff, because we got one more day before the weekend. Baby. So, until next time, peace out.
Holla, Joe.